Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Freestyle Friday of the year, and I am still Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
Hopefully it's not the last Freestyle Friday ever, Glenn. It
know,
is that day.
I know.
So far, so good. So far, so good.
You're still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's December 21st, 2012. Ooh, 21-12. Crazy. Episode 557 brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
I thought we'd get the show started with some fast, exciting TSO. This last show for us for the year, last live show for the year. So I just thought I'd get started right. After all, it is Merry Christmas, everybody. It's coming up.
It is. And Happy Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and all related holiday things to everybody out there. Although, just Merry freaking Christmas. It's just so exciting. It's going to be so good. I'm excited about this year because I, guess what, Glenn, I'm going nowhere. I'm doing nothing. I'm going nowhere. I'm staying in my house and my husband are riding horses.
Well, this is going to be your last quiet Christmas of the year before you wake up on Christmas morning to the sounds of, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And you know what? This is also going to be my first Christmas in probably the last 15 years when I wasn't drunk by noon. So it's big change.
That's a family tradition in Jamie's family, by the way.
Well, you have to. It's just, and I'm not going to point out anybody, but there are some people you have to be drunk to tolerate in my family. And Chad, even when he came home with me for Christmas one year, he understood, and then he was drunk by noon as well. That's what happens. So I'm not with my family. I'm pregnant. I can't drink. So there's no reason to get hammered. And I'm going to remember this Christmas. It's going to be so beautiful. I'm going to make cookies. I'm going to be domestic and motherly. It's going to be awesome.
Well, yeah. And, you know, for the next couple of years, they're going to have to come visit you. You can always use that card,
ha!
Too. Yeah.
Ha!
There you go.
You want to come on.
We are going to encourage people to give us a call today. We have no guests lined up for the day. We thought we would leave this day open to our listeners. It's a great day to just call up, say Merry Christmas to all your friends, your horses, your family, and to us. What the heck? And it would give us a chance to chat with some of our listeners as well. I know I posted it this morning on Facebook, and we already have some callers, some people calling in. So we're going to be chatting with them in just a moment. First, we'll do our daily winnies, Jamie. Last one for 2012. Well, my daily winnie goes out to Jennifer, my wife, Jamie, my friend, and all the listeners for putting up with me for another year. It's become a tradition that I do the last daily winnie of the year to everybody who tolerates my ADD, my inconsistency, and all of that. I appreciate it. You could argue a little
wow.
bit, Jamie.
No.
Thanks. Your turn.
Well, my daily Winnie is not as sweet and peaceful as yours is. I just had a really great day yesterday, and Edward, my little off-the-track thoroughbred, we jumped 2.6. We schooled a 2.6 course at my house, so my daily Winnie was just selfishly going to go out to my horse because he did awesome yesterday as Jet was in the pasture. staring jealously at him. So I've got they hate each other. The two horses hate each other. It's like a competition all the time to see who's going to get mother's attention. It's like two bratty brothers that fight all the time when those two get together. So Jet watched us as we jumped 2-6, and I was like, there you go. It was really fun. Am I making that up?
Congratulations.
Two horses get jealous of each other.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, we've had that before. No question about it. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no question. It's not just you. Hey, we're going to do our Christmas karaoke today, too. We have 7 entries in the Christmas karaoke contest, and we're going to play those throughout the show. We invited people to call our voicemail line and sing their favorite holiday song. And we're giving away the 7 Clinics with Buck Branovan DVD set, the entire set, $145 value. We got some fun entries, and one I think that they did just to antagonize Jamie, which, all right, it's my favorite, of course. So we'll get to those as we go out throughout the show this morning. But we have some callers and some listeners on the line already. If you want to join us, it's 347-637-3238. Why don't we go to Jackie first?
All right, well, we've got Jackie Baker on the line, and Jackie is my horse riding friend who had a baby guru, even though we've never really met. Jackie, how are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Jamie and Glenn and little baby Jamie, of course. And
baby
Jennifer.
Jamie.
And Beaker and Glory and anybody else who might be listening in.
Thank you, Jackie.
Well, thanks, Jackie. I wanted to ask you, is this your first Christmas with the baby? I'm forgetting time.
It is. He was born in April, so he's 8 months old. This is his first Christmas. I think I'm more excited than he is, but it's still going to be fun.
So my kid will be about 6 months old by the time Christmas rolls around. So what are you doing for your new one at Christmas? Are you making big changes? Can he even unwrap stuff at this point? What's the deal?
We got a couple of little gifts for him, just little fun things to play with. So I don't know. We'll see if he'll open it. He really likes paper, so he probably will tear at the paper. He also really likes sharing things right now. So, like, he likes to chew on a teething ring and then hand it to you to chew on and then take it back. So I'm going to enjoy that because it's probably going to be the only Christmas that he wants to share his presents. We're going to have fun. We'll be home for Christmas morning and then traveling to see some family. And I'm sure he's going to get very, very spoiled.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, Jackie, thank you again for you know, through the whole year kind of being or at least recently, lending me some expert advice from somebody who's kind of been there. And I would like you to know that I clearly am still riding, and I know you quit at 12 weeks, right?
I did.
Yes. I use you in the back of my head because you are the balance between my coach, Barb Crabo, who did a 2-star in her second trimester, and you who quit at 12 weeks. So I'm like, okay, if I can just find a happy medium between Jackie and Barb somewhere.
Yep.
But right now,
whatever works best for you, because you know best how you're feeling and what's going to work for you and your family, and that's what's important.
Well, thank you, Jackie, and I'm sure I'll email you with more questions. But again, thank you very much, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Jackie.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
Well, our next up, I'm friends with on Facebook. She is the zebra guru, and she is without power for the last 24 hours. What's going on down there, Sammy Jo?
Oh, we've had some terrible storms come through, and it took out some trees and the power lines. So we've been out without power, and it doesn't look like it's going to come back on today either. So, it's miserable.
And this is in Texas?
Yeah, and it's not as cold as in some places, but it is down freezing now. It's in the mid-20s, and so that's kind of a problem. Of course, now everything's going to be frozen up, and all the animals are cold, and the lemurs don't have their heat blankets, and, of course, there's no heat in the house now. So it's not that pleasant around.
Are they telling you, are they giving you any hope that it's going to be on soon?
You know, they keep calling and giving a few more hours, and now they're saying like 11 o'clock tonight. So what they said yesterday, too, so we'll see.
I see some lemurs in your shirt is what I see, cuddling up with the lemurs.
There's have a few Sammy in the Dell. House already, so.
Well, now, Merry Christmas, by the way. I hope it gets better here over the weekend.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you guys, too. I'm sure it will, and I'm just hoping there's no broken pipes or anything when it comes back on. That'll be fun.
Well, I do have a bit of good news for you. We picked on the driving radio show. You've been on almost every one of our shows now, I think. But on the driving radio show, you were picked as one of the best interviews of the year, and you're going in our best of episode.
Wow. So, well, that'll be
fun.
There
you go. Yeah, because of the driving zebras. Charlie.
Everybody loves Charlie.
Zebra Charlie's doing well?
Yes, he's doing fantastic. And I'm hoping to do a lot more driving with him this year. I competed with him last year, and I'm hoping to do a few more this year. It'll be a lot of fun.
Very good. Well, I hope your power comes back on. We won't waste your cell battery anymore. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year down there to the Zebra Guru.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas to all of you, too.
Merry Christmas, Sammy. Man.
Boy, tough
no power. I was just reading her Facebook page, and people are commenting. I didn't want to say this to her, but like, hey, her power is not supposed to come on until maybe 11 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
Ugh. That's fucked.
And she has some exotic animals that have to stay warm. So good luck to Sammy Joe. Well, next up, we switch from Texas to Arizona, and we have Robert Grantham on here. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Glenn, Jamie, Jennifer. How's everybody
good
doing?
Good morning. Hey, Robert. Now, let me ask you a question, Robert. Is this going to happen or not? Are you going to take home this MASH little Arab horse? This has got to happen, Robert. It's your horse.
Jamie, I am still so trying. It's a little hard. I've got my horses boarded at a relative's place right now, and they're not really sure about me bringing in another one yet, but I'm still working on them because I can definitely make the room for him if I can just convince my brother to open up a little bit.
From what I'm talking about, you guys, is Robert is a big Arab person, and on our MASH Horses Facebook page, the place that I do the adoptions for all the Sheriff's Department rescues, there's a year and a half old Arabian colt, who is just the stinking cutest thing ever. And Robert has just emailed and gone back and forth and back and forth wanting this baby so bad, but stinking relatives won't let him have another horse to board at their house. What's wrong with them?
Yeah, I can't figure it out either. I mean, he just bought a little Palomino for my niece, but they keep her competition horses over at another person's house. So there's room. I just got to convince him to let me move it there.
I think that it should happen. Hey, Robert, we do have a little special surprise for you. Well, not really, because you did it. But we wanted to get this kick started right by playing the first Christmas karaoke song while you're on the phone.
No.
And, of course, that there's nothing worse than having to listen back to yourself. So we're just going to stick you right in the middle of it. And here we go.
Hey,
Glenn. This is Robert Grantham. Just hope I don't butcher this too bad. Anyway, here goes. You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Handsome. Right in the face, really?
Yay!
Did he sneeze all over you?
Yeah, it was. I was out with something the other day, and I was trying to. He started weaning. I was brushing him, and I'd let my mares loose, and they were running off across the yard to go eat. And he was getting all antsy and calling out to him. So I was trying to get him to record him doing that, and he started snorting out his nose. And he looked right at me and snorted right in my face.
You will not
record. But I did get him one in, though.
Good job,
Robert.
Wow.
That's terrific. Well, thank you so much for being
a listener.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I tried to warn people that, yes, that was me singing, not a bunch of barn cats tied together and thrown in a cold shower. So.
Well, Merry Christmas, Robert, and you have a terrific new year, and thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you guys doing what you do. It's I got kind of thrown into this horse thing about a year and a half ago, and actually I've learned quite a bit just listening to you guys, so keep up the good work for me.
I hope you don't actually use anything you learned from us, because that would be disastrous. I'm just saying.
Well, between you guys and Dear Murray, I think I'm all set.
Okay, good. All right, good. Well, thank you, Robert.
Thanks, Robert. Good luck.
Well, next up on the Hit Parade, we have another caller that we love to death because we play her music all the time. It's Templeton Thompson. Hi, Tempe. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Man, yep. Robert, go, dude.
Yep.
That was awesome. That was awesome. And he got sneezed on, so I kind of feel like, I mean, that really makes him be in the running, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
That was awesome. And I just want to say, I hope he gets that baby. I hope his relatives will let him bring that beautiful baby home. That baby needs a home, and he'd be a wonderful papa. So please, 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 it's Christmas time, you guys. Let him bring that baby home. Please.
I just can't even think of who would be a better owner. This is the most skittish, abused, just adorable, but like just downtrodden Arab year and a half old colt. And he just really needs a good daddy. And, oh, he'd be so good. And definitely, definitely praying for it. Well, Tempe, what are you doing for Christmas with all your family, animals, humans?
We're laying low, which is so nice, you know. We're going to go see my wonderful rock star cowboy husband, Sam's Mama G, and all the folks down in Trenton, Tennessee. We're going to go do our get-together and then on Christmas Eve, I'm going to go see Mamacita and her wonderful fiance, and just really relaxing, which is really nice. Just hanging out, you know, with the family, two and four legged, and feeling blessed.
I have a question. Do they make you sing on Christmas? Well, you know, when you're a singer, you know, sometimes the family says, "Oh, sing for us." Do they make you do that, or do you volunteer, or do you go, "I'm not doing it. That's work."
You know, no. That used to happen kind of more with like my mom's side of the family, and that's okay. I mean, and I love them all so very much, but kind of when I was younger, they would ask me to sing and stuff, and that was back when I was just scared to death to sing anyway, so I'd have to, like, turn around and face a wall. It was like when I was 10, 12, 15, just so scared, you know. But no, especially Sam's side of the family, they don't. So many of them are musical anyway, so, you know, sometimes, like, his oldest brother, John, he is this like amazing mandolin player, an amazing bluegrass singer. In fact, he's singing and he's not singing on that particular recording, but he's playing mandolin on Stillhouse Jane, Glenn. So he's amazing. So a lot of times, like, Sam's uncle.
So he was drunk with the rest of you, Tempe?
Yes, we were all exactly. yeah, exactly. Whilst working on the Moonshine song. Oh, Lord. I was telling, we played a private Christmas party a couple weeks ago with our buddy Porter Howell of Little Texas, and I don't think he'd heard our Moonshine song before, and we were telling that crowd, you know, about the making of the song and how, honestly, it was so bizarre when we were up at Uncle Chuck's still. I think Sam and I did get a contact buzz, because when they're making Moonshine, it's loud, and you smell it. I mean, it's just intense. So, yeah. But anyway, I digress. I tend to do that, as we know. I sort of ramble. But anyway, no one probably will ask us to sing. But there could be a guitar or two down there at Mama G's, and you never know. We might start singing. I mean, they are incredible. To hear them all sing, it's beautiful.
Well, Tempe, we are going to end the show today with Happy Ye Holidays. This is our last live show of the year. We'll have some recorded ones next week that we put together. But we couldn't think of any better way to end than with your Happy Ye Holidays song. So that'll end the show today.
Oh, you guys are so sweet. I love y'all so much.
Well, Merry Christmas, Tempe. Happy New Year.
Back at you guys, we'll see and talk to you next year. I love you guys so much. You're awesome. Have fun, okay? Happy holidays.
All right. Thank you, Tempe.
Thanks.
That's like having a morning dose of coffee, Jamie, when Tempe comes on.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let's, before we get to, we have more callers on here, by the way, if you want to call us, it's 347-637-3238. But before we do that, you want to hear another entry into the Christmas karaoke contest? All right,
and
here we go. This, Yeah.
Well, let me just say that the winner of the best song singer / worst singer, whatever you want to do, is going to get the 7 Clinics with Buck Brandeman DVD set. And Tempe did the music, so it's like super bonus either way.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. Well, the next one up was from our racing friend in southern Florida, Shauna Kroll.
Hi, this is Shauna Kroll from Florida, and I'm going to sing my song. Okay. It's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But if you recall, the most famous reindeer of all, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, had a very shiny nose.
Like a light bulb!
And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. Goodbye.
Like a light bulb.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Can you hear her, though? Her kids, I don't know if she has kids, but if she has kids, her kids must have loved her singing them to sleep at night. She has that voice that just is perfect for that.
Yeah, it's actually a beautiful voice. Yeah, it's funny. We get any song in the world, and both of them sang Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer,
Red-Nosed
the same
Reindeer.
Intro to the song. And what I kept hearing both times, and I'm waiting for it, and I'm going to have to write it myself for next Christmas, is, but do you recall the most famous racehorse of all? Dinyata, the best racehorse. Next year!
That would be pretty good. Well, thank you, Shauna, and Merry Christmas to you down there in southern Florida, down in Miami. So Merry Christmas to you, and thank you for sending in that entry. We'll have more to come as the show goes on this morning. Our next guest up is our friend Kat, who used to be with Draper Therapies, but now has moved on and is living somewhere in the middle of the country. We don't know where, but we're lucky she even has cell service to call in. Merry Christmas, Kat.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
What state did you move to again? Somewhere out there.
Missouri.
Yeah, see, I told you that was in the middle of the country somewhere. Then is
I
it
know,
cold?
Everybody... Well, it's cold here. It's been very windy. We almost had tornado warnings coming through here last night, which was a little weird. But yeah, we're just south of St. Louis, so it's actually pretty easy to remember if you know that.
Oh, you're in the middle of tornado country. You have a lot to look forward to.
Can you please just stop reminding me? I come from Buffalo, so, like, snow, no problem, you know, all that kind of stuff. But the tornado thing, I don't know how I feel about that yet.
Well, now, and are you going to be spending the holidays out there, or now do you have to head back to New England for the holidays?
Oh, we're heading to Buffalo this evening. So as soon as Greg gets out of work, that's where we're heading. So there's no downtime for us.
And if there's any place that's colder right now than where you are in St. Louis, it's Buffalo.
Yeah, pretty much. So I don't mind the cold, but I just want to get out of Tornado Alley for right now.
Well, Kat, thank you so much for giving us a call, and thank you so much for all your support while you were with Draper. And of course, Kat has one of my favorite blogs in the world going right now. It's called Eat Your Tart Out. And she does regular updates for us over on the Stable Scoop Show. She comes on once a month and talks about food, which is one of my favorite topics. So you're doing a great job with that. I am enjoying the heck out of that.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I was going to tell you guys this morning, last episode with Stable Scoop, we were talking about bacon-wrapped water chestnuts, and that's actually what I'm making this morning for a Christmas party this afternoon. So thinking of you guys as I'm doing it.
Well, you know, we looked for the water chestnuts whole in the store, and I couldn't find them. All I ever found were the, you know, chopped up ones, sliced ones, but I couldn't find whole ones. I'm going to have to look a little harder because I wanted to do that with our pepper bacon.
Well, I actually, I felt bad because after we recorded the show, I was like, yeah, I saw water chestnuts, and then I looked, I was like, oh, no, they're sliced. So I threw together a batch this morning and tried them out, and I did the sliced ones, but I just doubled them up or tripled them up, and they actually have been working pretty well, so... No fear. If you have the sliced ones, go ahead. It should work just fine.
All right, good. Well, thank you, Kat. We appreciate you being on, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys, too. Take care.
Merry Christmas.
I do love that blog. She puts some fun stuff. If you're into food at all, you have to check it out. It's a lot of fun.
I don't eat bacon, but I'm actually hungry listening to that segment. And I have what is called in my freezer, fakin. That's what I call it. It's fake bacon. And actually, I've seen it in chat, and he eats it. It's a mystery meat is what it is, and it's not meat. So it's like vegetables, soy proteins, and all sorts of stuff. And they actually make it look like bacon. There's like white stripes in it and then the red stripes. But they're very, very good, and actually I feed them to my husband. So I bet I could make bacon-wrapped – I'm hungry now. Let's not lie. I could make bacon-wrapped water chestnuts, and he wouldn't even know the difference.
Well, you know, did you ever eat bacon before, though? Are you going by your taste buds, or is he just being really nice?
You know, I haven't had meat in about – how old am I? And 26 years, so I have no idea what it tastes like.
Yeah, see, so you can't really eat it and say it tastes like bacon. I think he's being really nice to the new mama, is what I think. I think that's what's happening there.
Yeah, well, he better get used to it.
Hey, we have another friend of ours on the line here who's a listener, and we've followed her life for the last 2 years. Do you want to say hi to Katie?
I do. Hey, Katie. Merry Christmas. Hey.
Good morning. Merry Christmas to you guys.
We have so much to talk about because, first of all, I would like to say congratulations. What an awesome, awesome year you have had between getting engaged, getting married, and, of course, all the stuff that your horse Garth did, winning the Young Event Horse Championships this year. You got tons of year-end titles through the USEA. It's just been an awesome year for you, hasn't it?
It has, and, you know, in just about every aspect I've been very fortunate. So it's lots happening in 2012, and I'm excited to see what's going to unfold in 2013.
I mean, it's like you should have spread it out a little bit. I read your blog. It's murphyeventing.com, and I do want to say that you went through like the whole year, and you were reflecting and kind of waxing poetic, and then at the very end. And your husband, Roger, is an angel. Let's go ahead and say that, too. Because at the very end of the whole thing, Garth, this is the last paragraph, Garth, Emmett, Roger, and I pass on our warmest wishes to you and your family. So we know who comes first in this family.
Oh, yeah.
Garth, then Emmett, then Roger.
Well, Roger and I remember the first competition he went to was in Millbrook, New York, and he was so upset because not only did he have to sleep in the gooseneck of our cold metal trailer, which is not exotic or luxurious by any means, but he also was clearly second rate to the horses for the competition weekend. And he said, "My God, it's like we're not even dating." And I explained to him, you know, honey, there will be times where you are first and foremost all the time. But when I'm competing because of safety and respect to the horse, you know, I have to have my focus be there. And he came to terms a little bit with it, and I think now he understands. But, yes, I might have to go back and update that blog.
Because in the blog he can at least come title first. You
That's
know,
right.
We know the real story.
Yes, no, well done, Jamie. I'll probably change that before he sees it.
Well, doing all of that in the same year and starting out with him at a horse trial, I want to ask if it worked out the way it did, because so much of our lives have been similar with me dating a very, very non-horse person as well and then marrying one, is that Chad, the first weekend that he had to spend in my cold metal trailer up in Flagstaff, Arizona, when it got to be 40 for a low, one night in that trailer, now I'm talking steel, two-horse straight load with a dressing room, and I had a mattress crammed up in the gooseneck part of the dressing room, one weekend in that trailer, and I had a living quarters trailer after that. That's awesome.
I think you and I are following the same path because I had ordered one knowing that, you know, life was not going to change too drastically in a direction away from horses. And Roger spent one weekend in the two-horse gooseneck, and then we upgraded to the LQ, and he thought that it was just paradise. So
brilliant. Brilliant. Got to train him like that. Got to train him like, look how it could be and look how it really could be. That's a really good call. Good call. Well, what do you guys, what's your Christmas plans? I mean, this is your first Christmas as a married couple. You know, do you have his family, your family, whose family wins?
Well, from the start, I told him, you can have any holiday, but I get Christmas. So that was non-negotiable.
You can have anything but Christmas, Thanksgiving, and New Year's, and my birthday.
Yes.
And
you can have Martin Luther King Day. You can have President's Day.
Yeah, seriously. July 4th is yours, buddy.
Well, Christmas for our family, we're a small family because it's just my sister and I, and my father's a single child. My mother's siblings are all over the country, and it's usually very hard for us to get together. So we hold Christmas very near and dear to our hearts. Now, because of our Swedish heritage, we do our big Christmas dinner on Christmas Eve, which fortunately most folks carry on the tradition of Christmas dinner on Christmas Day. So we are splitting the time between our two families. So Christmas Eve we'll have one big meal and then spend the night and celebrate in the morning with my family. And then we'll drive about an hour north to his parents and celebrate Christmas with them for the afternoon and the evening and have another big meal. So
I've got to know. What do the Swedish eat on Christmas Eve? Is there a lot of fish involved?
No, we actually, the only part of the tradition we hold close to is probably the scheduling of the dinner. But there is, my father loves this dish my mom made, and it's apparently heritage from her German side, called German spinach. And it is the most awful, most repulsive thing I have ever seen. I tried it once as a child as a little no thank you portion, and I have never had it since. It's just this gooey, wet, warm spinach with bacon and goo. It's just awful.
Sounds delightful.
I know.
German spinach. I'm Googling that right now.
Yeah, that's what they call it. I don't know if that's true to name, but my father just adores it.
Now, Jamie, I think Swedish did eat a lot of fish at the holidays, didn't they?
I think so. Yeah, we usually have a big cut of beef, and I don't eat red meat, so I'll have a separate little ham, and then lots of mashed potatoes and some vegetables, and then we have all of the desserts, which I try to gauge my dinner so I can save plenty of room for all the desserts. So,
well, eat dessert first, Katie.
Glenn, I really thought that you were saying that she was eating Swedish fish, the candy.
Oh, no.
I didn't think of that.
No,
oh,
but
really?
That's a good idea. I can get those perhaps for dessert. I like those.
Well, I'm going to vow that I love spinach, and this meal, German creamed spinach photo tutorial that I am on, looks absolutely horrific.
Yeah.
It's spinach, cream sauce, and hard-boiled eggs all squished in there together. Oh, my God.
Yeah. And Mom makes it so the cream, I think, is derived mostly from the bacon fat, which I'm not a fan of bacon, but I do love I love cooking with some bacon grease because of the flavor and I think partly the salt. My mom taught me this dish with sliced red potatoes that is just out of this world. And then when the spinach starts to get cool, it becomes gelatinous. It is just awful. I know, it's awful.
Gross. Well, listen, now that Jackie made us, or Kat made us hungry, and now you have totally made me lose weight. I'm not going to eat all day long. Katie, we really want to wish you and Roger and, of course, you know, the other four-legged friends in your family. See how I'm going? I'm going Roger.
Thank you.
And then the rest of them, and especially Garth. We want to wish you guys a very Merry Christmas. Have a great one, and thank you for calling in today.
Oh, thank you. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you all, too.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Yes, we'll see you next.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Katie. And happy new year, too. I hope your next year is as good as this year. Well, let's take a break for our commercial today for Kentucky Performance Products. And then we'll come back. We have more callers. And if you would like to give us a call, it's 347-637-3238. And we also have some more entries to get to for the Christmas Karaoke Contest. We'll be right back. Happy holidays to all the listeners of the Horse Radio Network from your friends at Kentucky Performance Products. Kentucky Performance Products cares about the health of your horses and knows you do too. May you and your horses and ponies have a very happy and healthy holiday season and a fun equine-filled new year. From all of us at Kentucky Performance Products at KPPUSA.com. Happy holidays, everybody.
Hi, my name's Beth Godden. I'm calling from Vermont, and we have donkeys and mules, and I saw your Facebook post
just for you,
about
Jamie.
Singing a song to win the Seven Clinics DVDs, so I think this is appropriate.
Santa's got a little friend, his name is Dominic, the cutest little donkey, you'll never see him kick. One Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, it'll be cause the reindeer gonna climb the hills of Italy. Hey, chickity chick, ee-aw, ee-aw, Dominic the donkey, chickity chick, ee-aw, ee-aw, you tell him Christmas donkey. La la la, la 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 la, la la la, la 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 la. Hey, hope I win.
Oh my God.
That was Beth Godin.
Who was that?
Beth Godin from did you say where she was from? She didn't say, I don't think. But,
Dear God, that was awful. That was awful.
Poor Beth.
Pulled off the hee-haw actually to sound like a donkey was pretty impressive.
Well, she said she has donkeys, so I think she's got a lot of practice there. But Beth, you did not pick Jamie's favorite song. I'm glad you did it, though, Beth, because it just torments her, and I love it. So I might be voting for Beth just because she torments you. I like that.
I would like to point out that I now have that stuck in my head and will be there for the rest of the day. Thank you very much.
Well, okay. Well, you have that stuck in your head. Let me go to the next caller quick. I'm going to put you on mute. We have Yudi Shepherd on the line. Hi, Yudi. He's a terrific listener of ours, one of our most prolific listeners. How are you this morning? Merry Christmas, Yudi.
Yes, Merry Christmas. Yeah. Oh, well, thank you so much. I know you said yesterday I'm your number one fan. I'm sure you say that to all the girls.
Well, now, before we go on, though, I want you to hear an entry. You know, Jamie doesn't like the donkey song. But then we had an entry with a girl and a dog. I want you to listen to this, Yudi, right now, okay? This is one of our other entries.
Yeah, she's doing this, too. And my heart stops and says, come on. So that feels me go, let me go all the way. Yay! It's Jamie. I should win. Boomer helped me sing.
That's right. I called in. I want the DVDs, and so does Boomer. And Boomer is the only one of my dogs who has ever barked on command. So,
so what do you think, Yudi? I think, I don't know. I think that was one of the worst entries we got myself.
Well, you know, since yours is a horse show and that was with dogs, I don't know. That deserves a little bit extra.
Yeah, there you go. Suck it, Glenn.
All right, what are you doing for the holidays, Yudi?
Well, I'm hoping that even though I don't enjoy much the cold, but we can have snow maybe for Christmas, and I can go for my annual trail ride through the woods, just peaceful, enjoying the beautiful sight. But after Christmas, it can go away real quick.
Yeah, I'm with you, girl.
Do you ride every year? You ride every year at Christmas?
I certainly try to, but the last couple of years we really didn't have a white Christmas, so I'm sort of excited, even though it's been a tough couple of months, and I'm just enjoying my horses as much as I can.
Well, terrific. Well, we wish you a very happy Christmas and a terrific new year coming up, and thank you so much for being one of our number one listeners.
Oh, thank you so much, and I do enjoy your show. It brings a smile to my face every day, and you guys do a terrific job. And, Jamie, I hope you have a wonderful time with your husband at home and go riding in the sunshine.
Oh, thanks, Yudi. That's the blessing of living in Phoenix this time of year is, yes, we will be riding in the sun.
I'm so jealous. My friend just moved out there part-time during the winter months, and I really, really want to join her.
Well, I'll tell you what, if she just moves out here during the winter, I'm jealous of her, too, because this place sucks in the summer. Dear God. Well, Yudi, thank you so much for calling. Thanks always for being on my Facebook page, giving me all sorts of stuff to look at. I really appreciate it. You have a great Christmas and enjoy your ride.
Thank you so much. Enjoy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, if you want to call it, if you want to, yes, she is. And she's always contributing on our Facebook page. And we love our Facebook. We love our Facebook contributors. 347-637-3238 if you want to give us a call. You want to hear another entry, Jamie?
You bet I do.
All right, here we go.
I'm going to sing a little bit of a favorite Christmas song. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Round yon virgin, mother and child. I hope I win. My name is Nancy Kine.
Well, there you go. That was Nancy Kine. And you know what? She classed up the place.
She did. She actually brought it with a little bit of her vocal ability. That was pretty sweet. Pretty good.
Yeah, that was very good. So thank you, Nancy. We appreciate you doing that and sending that in. We have some more callers, I'm sure, coming up here in just a minute. I think Jennifer and I, we're staying home this year, too. It's been a while since we stayed home and didn't make the trek back to Pennsylvania for Christmas. So we're looking forward to a quiet one here in Florida. And I know Jennifer has a ride planned. I think actually we're going to go with my brother out. There's a bike trail that goes out. It starts 5 miles from the Gulf. Takes you through some beautiful palm tree country and ends at the Gulf, and you can have a picnic out there at the Gulf of Mexico and watch the dolphins. Last time we were out there, the dolphins were out. So we're thinking about actually doing that, doing a bike ride to the Gulf and watching the dolphins on Christmas morning. So that's
okay,
one of the things.
That sounds awesome, except for one thing.
The bike
Jennifer, wake up here, because I would like to ask, please, please, please tell me that they will be biking and you will be riding the horse.
I'm going to be riding the horse, just not to the Gulf. I'm going to be riding the horse elsewhere.
It's a bike trail.
No horse
alone. Ask Jennifer, has been riding bikes a lot more, too. On the off days of riding the horse, she's been out there riding bike with us.
Well, that's just stupid, is what that is.
I do it by myself a lot because it's kind of embarrassing. Training wheels, you know? It's just, it's a little embarrassing.
She's come a long way. She keeps up now. Yeah, she does a good job on the bike.
Very completely good. I'm just teasing you guys. My God, if I had the choice, give me a horse. It's a lot. You know, people say that riding horses, that kind of ride is not hard. It is much easier than pedaling a bicycle through sand. But I must say, well played, you guys, well played, by moving down to Florida close enough to your brother to just go visit him, Glenn, and not having to drive. Because now, when you were in Kentucky, you could drive to Pennsylvania, and it wasn't that big of a deal. Now I'm sorry, you guys, we just can't make the drive, and we can't afford to fly during the holidays. I mean, my God, it's an arm and a leg. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Yeah, it really did work out. It was 8 hours to drive from Kentucky. It's 18 from Florida, which crosses that line, doesn't it? 18. That just crosses the line. Yeah. You can't do it in one day, and then it's 2 days, and then it's just like a pain in the butt. So that's why we decided to stay home in the warm sunshine. It's supposed to hit 75 today. So that's why we're staying here. Well, let's talk. Why don't you talk about equity for a minute, and then I'm going to play you one of your favorite songs to end the year this year.
Well, obviously I love my manure fork, and it's from Equity, and I've got the Flexin fork, and they do have the Shaken fork as well. And if I had bedding, I would buy that one, because what you do is you go underneath and it shakes the bedding for you. So it's so easy to clean your stalls. And obviously, since I don't want to ride bikes, I'm clearly obviously very lazy. So this would be the perfect thing for me. But my Flexin fork goes everywhere with us. And we used to have fights, Chad and I, over who was going to get it. So then we had to get a second one. And they actually make them uber light. And Glenn, what is it called? It's like carbonite or something. It's not carbonite.
I don't know. It's made out of some really strong stuff. I don't know what it's called. Yeah.
Super light material. I'll have to look it up and talk about that next time, because now we fight over the super light one. Although he pretty much, now that I'm pregnant, I get the light one, and he gets, and the other one's not even heavy. That's just funny. But the super light one is super light. It's ridiculous. So we love equity. You guys screwed up because it is too late to get one by Christmas. But it's like Chad's birthday is January 8th. So I could technically order one and get it by his birthday. And if you've screwed up and you want to do, go ahead and start planning ahead. Get it for Valentine's Day. That's in February. Go ahead and place your orders now at equitymfg.com. And that is going to be the place you will want to find pretty much one of the best holiday gifts for your spouse if she is the one that cleans stalls. Girls love this thing.
That's true. That's true. So if you've got some Christmas money that came in for Christmas, that's another thing to consider doing with it. You will be thankful to yourself having bought that every day this year. You're cleaning the stall. I'm telling you, it works. Well, now, yeah. Jamie, for your benefit, I have, I thought, what could I play for Jamie today? Our last live show of the year, and one of her favorite songs from Jared is Peace, Love,
Woo-hoo!
And Horses. So let's hear from him. Peace, Love, and Horses from Jared Rogerson. You can find all of his music at jaredrogerson.com. I am Glenn the Geek, and I'm here with Jamie Jennings and Coach Jen. You're listening to Horses in the Morning, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Well, I have another entry for you, Jamie, in the Christmas karaoke contest to win the DVD set from Buck.
Before you play it, though, I've got to point out that Han Solo was the one who was frozen in carbonite. The equity handle is carbon fiber, Robert, just let me know.
That's funny.
My bad.
Carbon fiber. All right, yeah, all right.
Hello, okay, Glenn, Jamie, and Jennifer. This is Robin Donahue calling from Texas. I am going to sing for you. Hark how the bells, sweet silver bells, all seem to say, joke as a word, Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold, ding dong ding dong, that is a song with joyful ring, all caroling, home seems to hear, words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they go, raising the sound, oh, here and there, telling it to. That always sounds much better when I'm singing it along with the radio.
That's a tough song to sing.
Man, if you would have given me a list of 1,000 songs people would have sang, that one I would have picked last. That's amazing. That was an epic feat, is what that was. I can't believe that. That's a tough song. Major A for effort there.
Yes, good job, Robin. Merry Christmas to Robin. We have another caller on the line here. It's our adopted bug, Callie. We haven't talked to her in a long time since she hurt her leg. Hi, Callie.
Hi, Glenn. Hi, Jamie. How are you guys?
Good. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and everybody listening to the Horse Radio Network.
Now, the last we left you, you had taken a massive spill up there in New York, and you got this horrendous cast on your leg, and you've been hopping around for months and months and months. Tell me, at Christmas time, you're not going to be hopping.
That part of my life is over.
Yay!
We're happy to hear. Yeah. I probably got off the crutches about a month ago, so I was on them for 4 months, which is a little bit longer than expected, but yeah, I'm up and about, and I'm moving around, and I'm in physical therapy, and we can see the light at the end of the tunnel as far as me returning back to work, but still a lot of steps to take to get there.
Now, you haven't ridden yet, I assume. You're in physical therapy, so they're saying, don't you get in the saddle, right?
Yeah, that's what they're telling me.
You've done it, though, haven't you?
I was helping out a kid who was trying to figure out something. I was only on for like 5 minutes, and it was at the walk and trot, no stirrups, but hey, yeah, I did. Don't tell anybody, please.
Okay, we won't tell.
Okay. You're just reminding me of Red Pollard and Seabiscuit. If he falls off this horse, he could never walk again. That's you right now, but you're not on Seabiscuit.
No.
Now, are you going to be heading...
That movie. Too many times.
Do you have
any
idea when you're going to head south? What the story?
No, actually, I don't. I gave them the idea that, you know, at first when I got injured, you know, Todd and I were talking about it, and he's like, all right, so like January time. I'm like, yeah, heck yeah, I'm ready to come back then. And it's almost January, and I'm definitely not where I'm supposed to be. So about a couple months ago, I said, oh, hey, February is more like it, but... Really, the thing is, once I start getting back on a horse, then probably a month after that, I'll be ready to get back to work. And right now, I'm a little bit ways off of that still. So it's kind of, I'm still uncertain. I'm just trying to get back as fast as I can and as safely as I can. But right now, I really don't know.
Now, Todd, and of course, the Todd we're talking about is Todd Pletcher. Callie rides in the mornings, working out the horses for Todd. And has he been good about all of this?
I mean, yeah, we haven't talked much since my accident. But I imagine he's good, especially off of his Breeders' Cup Juvenile win with Shanghai Bobby.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're all down in Florida and having a ball in the sun and sand, and I'm sitting up here in eight inches of snow, I think, we just had last night. So, yeah, I definitely can't wait to get back.
That sucks, girl. Sorry.
hey, it's all right. I get a white Christmas.
That's true.
Well, that's positive thinking. What are you doing for Christmas this year?
Well, since I'm home, we're just sticking around up in northern Wisconsin and staying around with the family. So it's a good Christmas. I was talking one of my very good friends who is actually working for Todd. She was a foreman, and she got into an accident right before I did, so she's out. And we were talking, and we were saying, oh, it's nice how we get to be with our families this Christmas, because if we were working for Todd, we actually wouldn't be, because we work 7 days a week, and we don't get holidays or Christmases off. So there's a silver lining in every cloud.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, hey, Callie, thank you so much for calling in and being a part of the show today. And we really wish you and your family a Merry Christmas. And let's just hope that, I mean, while you had some major ups in 2012, I know you had some pretty big downs, too. So let's just hope for all ups in 2013.
That's right. Thank you, guys.
Right.
Merry Christmas.
Bye, Callie. Merry Christmas. We miss you. Bye-bye.
Miss you guys, too. Bye.
Bye.
Well, do you want to hear the last of the entries here so we can make a decision on who wins before we get to really bad ads? All right. It's going to be hard to decide. All right, here we go. This is the last entry.
Hey, this is Gemma Koontz. I'm calling from Utah, and this is for Horses in the Morning for the holiday singing contest. And I'll be singing some stanzas from my version of the 12 Days of Christmas. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 days of feeding, 6 rabbits thumping, 5 messy Kate hutches, 4 barking dogs, bark, bark, 3 hours of clipping, 2 beta fish, and a very chubby horse. Thanks.
Oh, that was really good.
Very good, Gemma. Gemma
wow.
also enters all the time. She sends entries in all the time for our really bad ad segment. And I just think she did a great job with that one. So I don't know. I kind of like Gemma's. I just thought that was fun.
Well, here, Chad just walked in, and he hasn't heard his dog being a superstar. So play mine one more time so I can hand him the headphones.
Okay. All right. Good.
Here we go.
All right. Okay, here we go. This is Jamie and Boomer one more time.
Dashing through the snow in one horse open sleigh. So in the field we go, laughing all the way. Yay! It's Jamie. I should win. Boomer helped me sing.
I don't know if Jamie read the clause in her contract that says that hosts can't win the big prizes.
You know, it was all about just to hear, it's like hearing yourself on the radio singing. I mean, it's like I'm a rock star now. He's so proud of his dog right now, he can't stand it.
By the way, Merry Christmas, Chad. All right, let's figure out who won this thing. I kind of am leaning towards Gemma, the last one there. I just kind of liked her little version of the 12 Days of Christmas, but there were so many good ones.
Okay, well, see, I loved Robert's because obviously getting a horse, trying to get a horse to winning. Basically, he separated the herd to get one horse to start winning like crazy. So the other ones, and then he got sneezed on and left that as his recording. So I really did appreciate that one. The Dominus the Donkey one was annoying, but pretty talented. And then Gemma's was awesome too. I don't know, Glenn. I don't know.
Let's do this. Let's play Roberts and Gemma's one more time, and we'll decide between those two. What do you think? And we'll let Jennifer chime in here, too. So
okay.
Let me pull this up. This is going to be Roberts again because it's been a while since we played his.
Hey, Glenn. This is Robert Grantham. Just hope I don't butcher this too bad. Anyway, here goes. You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Ism. Right in the face, really?
I think right in the face really might win him with that thing. All right, that was pretty good.
sorry. That's just funny.
That one more time for Gemma.
Hey, this is Gemma Koontz. I'm calling from Utah, and this is for Horses in the Morning for the holiday singing contest. And I'll be singing some stanzas from my version of the 12 Days of Christmas. Okay. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 days of feeding, 6 rabbits thumping, 5 messy gate hutches, 4 barking dogs, bark, bark, 3 hours of clipping, 2 betta fish, and a very chubby horse. Thanks.
We had a lot of great animal noises in the entries today.
I know. I get the whole thing. I don't understand when she gets to the end and she says, it's like all about horses stomping and feeding and this and that. And then all of a sudden she gets to 2 betta fish. How random is that?
I don't know. What do you think? Jennifer, do you have a favorite?
Oh, man, this is tough. I'm a real sucker for squeaky voices singing Christmas carols, you know, the hippo song, you know, all that kind of thing. But, boy, Roberts was good, too.
This is tough. What are we going to do?
We only have one. We can give Robert one DVD and Gemma the other DVD. And I'll keep the third one.
Break up the set. What do you think, Jamie? Who is your favorite?
My favorite was Robert. He got sneezed in the face. He really tried to make our whole thing was make animal noises, you know, get your horse and dog involved and all that. And he really did that.
All right. Then we'll give it to Robert. Robert's the winner. Yay, Robert. Congratulations. But Jennifer, write this down. We're going to get Gemma one of our Horse Radio Network saddle pads.
There you go.
So why don't we do that? Why don't we give Gemma one of our Horse Radio Network saddle pads? Thank you to everybody who submitted today. We really appreciate you having sent. And you know what? I'm feeling very Christmassy. Jennifer, we have a bunch of those saddle pads right now, don't we?
Yes, we do.
I'm going to give everybody who submitted a entry and was brave enough to sing on the air a Horse Radio Network saddle pad. So we'll make sure we write down all the names. And are you okay with that, Jennifer? She's a bookkeeper.
Yes, I'm okay with that.
Okay. So I should ask
anybody her with the courage to put themselves on the radio gets a saddle pad.
Singing a song, yes. But you're all going to get saddle pads. Merry Christmas. All right. Now we have to give away a pair of Hydra T hose nozzles, and that is for, wait a minute, I got to find it. There's about 800 sound files in here today. Talk amongst yourselves. Oh, here we go. That is for this.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It's time for the last really bad ads of 2012, Jamie.
It is last one, and I think we got some good ones in here. And I had to actually go out into the Phoenix. You know what happens when I start looking at Phoenix Craigslist? I find some weird stuff. So the first one comes to us from Tucson, Arizona, just south of Phoenix. And this person is a bit of a name dropper. Just a total name dropper. Now, if I knew any of these names, it might be impressive, but I just don't really know Gruya Tobiano paint horse lines. So, see if you do. APHA Black and White Filly, a steal at $900. Cash Like Confetti, a.k.a. Confetti. Confetti is by the amazing Gruyo Tobiano stud Diamond H. Zipazane from the famous Diamond H. Ranch in Iowa and out of the phenomenally bred homozygous mare who is sired by the world-famous Magic Cash. Confetti's bloodlines include some of the most famous APHA horses ever. A Breeze of Class, Risky Business, Air Force One, Magic Cash, NK's Black Pepper, and Rope in the Wind, just to name a few. Confetti should mature to around 15 to 1,200 pounds. Her sire, Diamond H. Zippazane, is known for putting amazing dispositions and athleticism on his bulls. Confetti's price has been reduced and is negotiable to the upright home. The only reason Confetti is even being offered for sale is that I have taken a job in Alaska.
Good God, they went from Tucson, Arizona to Alaska?
Oh, my God.
That was a good one. Yeah.
That was very well read, by the way, all those names. That was very well
done.
Thank you. Did you
want to
be your next one, too?
Oh, sure, why not? This is great. See if we can get the theme of this horse here, because it seems to be a theme going through the whole thing of what this horse is. Gentle family Christmas horse. Let me start over. Gentle family horse for Christmas. Raven is a very nice, super gentle and smart, good to load, good to shoe, really, really gentle. She has had one colt. This mare's mother was in the cutting pen. I think this mare can't help but be full of cow. She isn't real tall, easy to mount, and she is very gentle. In training 3 months, she isn't fancy, but she's kind, dependable, and gentle. Stubborn type horse, lots of miles, nice and calm, and again, gentle. Call Clifford. He's gentle. My God.
That is one gentle horse. That is the most gentle horse we've had all year.
She is very super gentle.
Yeah, you can't ride it, but it's gentle. No guarantee.
So gentle.
You can't ride it. Don't ride it. That's not good. Glenn sent the next one in. Flower bed, mulch, and dirt, $10. We have a 2 yards load of dirt mixed mulch for flower beds. Bought them last November, but Kendo twos them any buck where moving. Covered with turf to keep maintain clean, asking $10 for all. Pick up only.
What the hell are you selling?
I have no idea. It's very old dirt.
Kendo Tuesday back where. Well. That person has a lot of problems. Doreen Rose, thank you so much for sending in the next one. Horse or pony wanted. Horse, $1. Horse or medium to large pony wanted. Prefer a mare and extremely gentle. Nothing wild and no Mustangs, please. Must be halter broke at least. Free or reasonably priced. We'll give her a good home, have items to possibly trade. I will trade a used 12 or 14-foot trampoline, a swing set, a Nintendo Wii that does need some work, a Sony 5-megapixel digital camera like new with box and accessories, also have an Intex saltwater filtration used only for one season. We'll trade part or all for the right horse and maybe even give some boot. Please send email.
The what?
This is in Alabama, okay? People don't use the word boot in Alabama. First of all, I think it's the trunk of the car in Europe. I don't know what boot means in Alabama. I will kick you in the butt, I guess, is what I got.
Funny. Well, Sienna Sparks sent the next one in. Thanks, Sienna. Searle Gelding. Always wanted to start your own. Well, wait a minute. Hold 1 second. I got to play this before we even start. This will give you an idea of what this ad is coming up here. This right here.
Green on green makes black and blue. Wouldn't ride that horse if I were you. It's like walking on a hot, tight wire. Dynamite too close to fire.
Okay, now that I put everybody in the mood. Searle Gelding, always wanted to start your own horse? Want to say you broke him? Then this is the deal for you. About a 10-year-old Searle Gelding. He was started as a 2-year-old with about 40 to 45 rides, then turned out to pasture. Start this one from the beginning again without all the hard work. The buck is out of him. I guarantee it. Sack him out with everything you can think of, like a blue tarp, the string of with soup cans, the plastic swimming pool, pots and pans. Then ride him in the little pen for a few rides and put a good handle on him. Then take him out in the big pen and put your own brand on him the way you want him. A team penner, a team roper, a reiner, a trail horse. You put 30 days in this horse and you'll have a real gem, a 10-year-old broke horse. Good horses bring good money, and you'll have a good one. He has a good build, good bones, and sells 100% sound. No seedy toad founder horse here. About 14.3 hands.
Well written. Well read.
Just Is this a dealer or what?
Let me get this straight. This is a 10-year-old horse that was broke at the age of two, just had basically 45 days of training, and then they turned it out for 8 freaking years?
That's right. But he guarantees the buck is out of him. Guarantees.
You know what? They should trade for the trampoline and swing set up in the ad before, because he's probably halter broke. Super gentle. Great idea. Great
but
call.
You know,
hey,
we have never heard this sentence in all the ads we've read, which has to be hundreds. We have never heard this sentence. No seedy toad foundered horse here. We have never heard that.
No, that's not something people usually write. Beth, send in the next one. Little Mr. Easy Jet in Sylvester, Georgia for a steal at $700. Little Mr. Easy Jet Mr. is a 5-year-old stallion gelding. He is very good natured. He is very good natured and loves attention. He is very passive and bountiful. Grandson of Easy Jet, Grand Champion Racehorse. His mother's sides are Champion Show Horses. He will be an excellent addition to your family. He is broke to ride, but still greens and needs to be desensitized. He is nervous if a limb hits him.
What?
Hold on.
Right.
He's nervous if a tree falls down on the woods and lands on him. That makes him nervous. He's nervous if a limb hits him. He isn't neck reined, but is a fast learner. If you want him for a stallion, you will. Oh my God. Let me start that sentence over. If you want him for a stallion, you will have to give him hormones because he has no interest in mares. His Appaloosa registration papers come with him. He has had his Coggins test and is health certified to cross state borders. If you have something to trade, let me know.
Does she
Are you
think
kidding
that
me?
If you give them hormones, they grow back?
I don't know. How can you breed a stallion gelding? Is he a gelding? Is he a stallion? I don't get it.
I think he's actually a gelding, and she thinks if you give him hormones, he'll get interested in the mares. I don't think it works that way.
That's pretty amazing.
I could be wrong. It could be something we don't know about.
That's a medical miracle horse is what that is.
That is right there.
It is. It really is. Give him hormones, they'll grow back. All right. Athletic gelding horse for $7,500. Rachel sent this one in. Oh, this is Arizona, too. It's all capital letters, so pretend I'm yelling at you. Beautiful and very athletic horse for sale. He's a 5-year-old gelding next January 2013. He's a very nice and safe horse with people and kids. This horse could be used for trials, barrels, poles, show, ranch, or even roping competitions. He know how to ride Western and English saddles. He very smart horse with very good made to remember just everything that has been tech at the moment. For those interested for more info, give me a call. What the hell am I calling on?
I don't know. A very good made, and made is spelled M-A-I-D.
Yes. Very good.
You clean your house. $7,500, you get a house cleaner.
What a deal.
Rachel Rosenthal sent this one in. Let me get down to it. Want. Big warm blood gelding. Las Vegas or within 500 miles. Looking to buy a big sport horse gelding for dressage. 16.3 hands or taller. 4 to 11 years old. Maybe 12 years old if the horse is exceptional. No, 13 years. They're done by that age. Looking for a good potential upper-level mover? Prefer any color other than roan, chestnut, sorrel, sorrel bay, or liver chestnut. Prefer black bay, gray, or white. Send pics and a video if you have it. Obviously, color is important to this person. Very important.
What exactly is a sorrel bay?
I don't know. Jennifer, you're good at your colors. I don't know what a sorrel bay is either.
That is
a mixed-up horse.
It's a brown horse.
Apparently black or white is preferred. No, nothing else. She could have just said, I want a black or a gray.
I want a big Andalusian is what
exactly
you want.
Exactly. And by the way, if this horse is 12 and a half, don't even bother calling because she don't want it.
She don't want it. The next one Samantha sent in, and she writes, wanted, looking for first looking for broken first horse.
I love when you get that.
Good start. I'm looking for a broken first horse. Hi, I am looking for my first horse. Because I am... Okay, wait, I need to redo this. Hi, I am looking for my first horse because I am a beginner. I need the horse to be broken. Older horses, fine, no color preference. Must be up to date on all vaccinations. Would like him or her to also come with a saddle. Reasonably priced, please. Thank you.
Samantha, or whoever sent this, whoever posted this one, all you have to do is look at the regular other Craigslist ads, and you'll find a whole bunch of broken horses. That's all you'll find is broken horses. It should be easy.
What amazes me is that the most important thing about this horse is that it's up to date on its shots and it comes with a saddle. Anything else is fair game. But dear God, make sure it has its shots and it has a saddle on.
Shaley sent this in, and this is a classic find. Jennifer, you're going to have to post the next two on Facebook with their ads, please. Shaley sent in this one. It's Arab costume saddle needs to be cleaned up. Make an offer. Now, when I say that to you, say it's an Arab costume saddle, and we all know what the Arab costume saddles look like. They're very fancy.
Extravagant.
You know, they're extravagant. They have all of this stuff all over them, and they're really fancy and really cool looking, and they're very, very expensive. Well, when I say to you that it needs a little cleaned up, you expect what? That you might have to just get your one step out and clean it a little bit, right? Put some leather conditioner on it, and you should be good to go. This is a disaster. It's what's left of an Arab costume saddle. It looks like it's been sitting in the barn for about 100 years. It has leathers on it that are about 100 years old, and the edges of it look like it was chewed on by mice all the way around. It is awful. It's just awful.
It looks like just the tree of a saddle. I mean, that's a really old one at that.
Yeah. That was make an offer. How about the dump? I'll take it to the dump with me when we go next. That's my offer.
Yes. There you go. Take it with the next ad because this next one is so epic. And Jennifer, when you post, I would say post the middle picture because that one really displays how good this thing is.
Well, the ad was from Dawn Bailey, and it was for an old two-horse trailer. And I've got to tell you, we've had some crappy Craigslist trailers this year, but this one takes the cake. Old two-horse trailer, it's in very sad shape. Yes, it is. It will need everything. Yes, it will. And the good thing is I have a title and a plate. Well, the license plate's probably the only thing that's not rusted to the point where it's going to fall off the chassis. This thing is awful. It's awful. It's completely rusted. It's the classic two-horse round front trailer, just like we've seen all year. It obviously the hitch doesn't work because it's sitting on a bunch of 2x4s. And it does, though, look like some of the wheels, tires, might actually have air, Jamie.
Glenn, for those who are not going to be able to see this on Facebook, let's just paint a picture. Just regular two-horse trailer, straight out of, 1970s with the windows in the front, where the top of the trailer meets the bottom. Pretty much any seam on the trailer has been rusted apart. Because if you went to pull this trailer with your truck, pretty sure the front end would just pop off of this trailer. There's no way you could pull it anywhere. And they want $400 for this. They should pay you $400 to come and to take it. They should pay you to take it.
Definitely.
It's
definitely
amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. That is one of the worst trailers we've had of the year. No question about it. Very good job, Dawn.
Yes, very, very, very good, Dawn. That is by far the worst trailer we've probably ever seen. And it's a good one to end the year with, I think. The next ad was another Arizona one. Fantastic. I don't even remember this one, but I'll just read it. A nice, young, rideable gelding for sale, $800. He fits the bill for a bunch of the other ads. I have reduced my gelding for quick sale. He's 4 years old and very well broke to ride. He does not buck, rear, kick, or bite. He is a gentleman both on the ground and under saddle. He picks up all 4 feet. He's easy to saddle and trailer, loves getting baths, loves water, loves being brushed, and loves getting attention. He's good for lead lining kids on. This ad, you're thinking, what's wrong with it? There's nothing wrong with it. This is a really good ad. He's bay with three white socks and a blaze, 14 and a half cans tall. He reigns good, good stop. Loves, has he changes gates great and moves off light pressure and leg cues. He loves to please his rider. Fantastic ad. Then he goes to the next paragraph. This falls under the category of TMI. I have only reduced his price so I can bring home a horse that I sold 5 years ago that is back up for sale, and I really, really want her back. She was the best horse ever. She could do barrels and would even – yeah, not this one. She could do barrels and would even jump a little. Plus – and then this really loses me – plus do Christmas better. Plus it helps the lady that has her for Christmas too. $800.
What?
To take my old crappy horse. Because I'm buying back the one I shouldn't have sold in the first place.
First one. Very good, very good. All right, we have to pick a winner from today's Really Bad Ads. By the way, the winner is going to win a pair of Hydra T hose nozzles. Those are the hose nozzles that are specially made for hosing off wounds and for medicinal purposes. They regulate the water flow just right for horse people. You can find them at hydrot.com. This is a $40 value. I'm leaning towards, because Dawn sent us the on the very last Really Bad Ads of the year, she sent us the worst trailer that we have seen all year. So
yeah.
I'm leaning that way, but you could argue against that.
Well, I love Beth because she had the horse that needed the stallion gelding. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Sienna
too.
And Doreen both had good ones, but I'm going to go with you. Let's go ahead and let's give it to Dawn because that is the worst, best, worst trailer that we have seen, and it ends the year. So congratulations, Dawn.
Yay, good job. And before I review what's going to happen here and we wrap up the show, last live show of the year, I'm going to tell you we do have more shows coming up, so we want you to stay tuned in over the next week. We have some fun things that we recorded for you special, some new stuff. But I wanted to mention that Jennifer posted the German spinach on our Facebook page. Do you see how many comments the German spinach has gotten?
No, how many?
Oh, well, let me go back down to it. We have gotten 11 comments on German spinach. And apparently there are people who actually like German spinach. So I'm just saying that if you want to read more about German spinach than you ever wanted to know, go to our Facebook page, at Horses in the Morning, because, whew, there's a lot of comments on German spinach. Who knew? Well, we are going to have some special shows for you next week. We did our all hosts episode that we'll play for you on Christmas Eve on Monday, where all the hosts got together. And that'll be Monday's show. It was a lot of fun. You're going to enjoy listening to it. It's the only show of the year where all the hosts from the Horse Radio Network get together in one show. And there were like 8 of us this time. So tune into that. And then we have some special musical episodes that we recorded for you coming up later in the week next week that we think you're going to enjoy. And then on the 31st, the last day of the year, Jennifer has put together the best of Really Bad Ads, an hour and a half of Really Bad Ads, the best of them from the year. So you'll hear that, and then we'll be back here on the 2nd live, Wednesday the 2nd. So we hope you all have a terrific holiday. Jamie, you and Chad and the gang out there in Phoenix, Merry Christmas and enjoy your time at home.
Well, thank you very much, and you guys too. And thanks for, of course, doing this radio station, getting this crazy idea to do a Horses in the Morning and picking me to be your co-host. It's been an awesome year, 2 years now, and I just can't thank you enough. And Merry Christmas to you and Jennifer and all your four-legged creatures.
Very
and
good,
all
everybody.
Of our listeners. Thanks, guys.
Well, everybody, yeah, have a terrific Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll see you again in about a week. Bye, Jamie. Thank you. You've been great.
Thanks, Neuter and Gil.
I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas. I'm hoping that you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy new holidays. Well, the snow is softly falling on the pasture, and there's a holly wreath hanging on the barn. Jingle bells are jingling, lights are all a twinkling. Christmas time is coming to the farm.
peace on earth and happy ye holidays. Yeah. Too big for dreaming. Ain't nothing like the feeling when all the ones you love are gathering near. So I'm wishing you a very Merry Christmas, hoping that you're warm and home and safe, surrounded by your herd, singing peace on earth and happy ye holidays.